안녕하십니까? 2013학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2013학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기, 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 12번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 13번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 화분을 고르시오.
Hello. May I help you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm looking for a potted plant as a housewarming gift.
Did you have anything in mind?
I was thinking about buying an ivy plant that can hang in the balcony.
Okay, we have the hanging ivy plant in two kinds of pots, a triangle-shaped one and a square-shaped one.
It's hard to choose. They're both nice.
Well, the square-shaped one can also be put on the table. But the triangle-shaped one is more stylish.
I like the triangle-shaped one better.
Then we have one with stripes and one without stripes.
I'll take the striped one. Could I have it wrapped?
Of course. It'll only take a minute.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ready to go, taxi company. How may I help you?
I called for a taxi, but it never came.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. When were you supposed to be picked up?
At 5 p.m. this afternoon. I missed a very important business meeting.
I'm sorry that happened. Did you call us again to confirm?
Yes, I called several times, but no one answered.
That's not possible, ma'am. Our phone line is open 24 hours a day.
Then are you telling me that I'm a liar?
Of course not. Are you sure you called the right number?
Yes, I am. I ended up taking another taxi, but I missed the meeting anyway.
I apologize on behalf of our company.
You apologize? I lost a really important business client because of your company.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Last week, we discussed how to select a topic for your speech. Today, I'd like to talk about an effective way to open the lines of communication with the audience. Use the names of people in the audience. Before your speech, ask the master of ceremonies for the names of some of the people in the audience. Mention the names you learned in your speech. Then, you'll be able to see the pleasure on the faces of the people whose names are used. This way, you can build a personal connection with your audience. This, in turn, helps draw their attention to your speech. It's a simple technique, but its effect is powerful.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. It's Inho.
Hey, Inho. What's up?
I heard you playing the piano at the school concert yesterday. How did you get so good?
Well, I've been taking lessons from an instructor at the Saturday school program. She's a really dedicated teacher.
That's great. Actually, I've been wanting to learn how to play the piano myself.
Why don't you take lessons too? Do you want me to ask her if she could take another student?
That would be great. You have a piano lesson this Saturday too, right?
Yes, but I won't be able to make it this week. I need to volunteer at the public library this Saturday.
Then, would you ask her if she has space for another student the next time you see her?
Sure, no problem.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I'd like to print some photos from this USB.
Okay. We can print photos in two different sizes, standard and large. Which size would you like?
How much are they?
Standard photos are $1 each, and large ones are $2 each.
I see. There are two folders on this USB, vacation and school. I'd like to print the 20 photos in the vacation folder in the standard size.
All right. What about the other folder?
I want the 10 photos in the school folder printed in the large size.
I understand. Would that be all?
Yes. Oh, I also have a discount coupon.
May I see it? You can get 10% off the total with this coupon.
Great. Then, here's my credit card.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Jane Wilson, and I'm in charge of organizing the Terra Flea Market. As you're well aware, the Terra Flea Market is one of the city's top tourist attractions. It's the best place to sell your second-hand household items, clothing, jewelry, and crafts. If you'd like to reserve a booth to sell these items at our market, please register as a seller on our website. www.terrafleamarket.com. The registration fee is $5. Spaces are limited, so you'll need to hurry and register as soon as possible. For more information, please visit our website.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Our washing machine is broken.
Again? Did you call the customer service center to get it repaired?
No, I think it's time to buy a new washer. Our machine is too old.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Why don't we go buy one this weekend?
Okay, but the problem is I need my uniform washed by tomorrow.
Hmm. How about taking the laundry to my parents' house?
That's a good idea, but I have a report to finish by 6 o'clock, so I can't go. Would you mind taking the laundry and washing it for me?
Of course not. I'll drop by their house after I pick up the kids from school.
Thanks. Then I'll make dinner tonight.
I'll be looking forward to it. Hi, Simon. What brought you here?
I tripped in the classroom upstairs. My ankle really hurts.
Oh, dear. Let's take a look. It seems you sprained your ankle. I'll bandage it for you and give you some painkillers.
Thank you, Ms. Green.
Did you tell your teacher you were coming to see me?
Yes, I did. I have a note from Mr. Westwood. Here you are.
Thanks. Bandaging your ankle is just a temporary fix. You should go and see a doctor immediately.
But I don't want to miss my music class this afternoon.
I'm afraid you'll have to. Look, your ankle is already starting to swell.
I guess you're right.
Take a rest on one of the beds over there. I'll call your parents to take you to the hospital.
Thank you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
That's enough for now. Come and have a seat over here.
Okay, thanks.
I want to talk to you about your last match. I reviewed the video and analyzed your form.
How was it?
It wasn't bad overall, but I think your serve needs some work.
I agree. Do you have any ideas on how to improve it?
I'll set up a training program for you. Make sure you follow it every day. After all, practice makes perfect.
Thanks. I'm sure that'll be a big help.
Your racket could have affected your serve, too. How's this one?
It's lighter than the old one, so I can swing it better.
That's good. After your break, let's work on your backhand.
Sounds good.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Julie. How's the plan for your trip going?
Not very well. The travel agency wasn't very helpful, and I still need to find a hotel.
Why don't you ask your friends for advice?
I could, but when it comes to hotels, we have different standards.
Then, how about searching online?
I tried, but I couldn't find what I wanted.
Why? There's tons of information about hotels online.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I gave up searching online because there was too much information.
Then how about buying a travel guidebook? It'll help you find hotel information more easily.
That's a good idea. I'll go to the bookstore right away.
I recommend buying one written by the locals.
Okay, thanks.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 모델을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, Peter?
A website that sells extension cords. I need to buy one because my new computer setup requires it.
How many sockets do you need to set up your computer?
I need at least 4 sockets.
Don't buy the one with 6 sockets. It can overheat and cause a fire.
That's a good point.
You may also need an on-off switch.
Right. One with individual switches for each socket will be more economical.
I use a similar one, and it really helps save energy.
Then, there are only these two models left to choose from.
I don't think you need to buy the more expensive one.
True. I'll order this model then.
(12번) 러블리 커버에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Do you like reading books? Our club, Lovely Cover, is the most popular book club in our city. Anyone over 18 years of age can join it. Our club is divided into 30 groups, and each group has 6 members. Each month, we choose 2 books and read them. We gather and discuss books at our members' homes twice a month. Sometimes, we invite famous authors to join our discussions. We also hold a special event every year to collect used books to donate to schools. If you love reading and want to make new friends, Lovely Cover is the club for you.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
It's too dark in here. I can't read the newspaper.
Should I open the curtains for you? 2.
Where do you want me to put this clock?
How about putting it on the wall right here? 3.
Ouch! I cut my finger on the broken mirror.
Are you okay? Let me get the first aid kit. 4.
What's wrong with this hairdryer? It's not working.
Look, it's not plugged in. 5.
Excuse me, where can I find office chairs?
You can find them upstairs in Section A.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you knitting, Dan?
I'm knitting a hat for infants in Africa. We can help save their lives by knitting hats like this one.
How can a hat save their lives?
It can help keep their body temperature from dropping too low in the cold.
I never knew that. What made you start doing something like this?
My brother told me about this hat knitting program, and I joined it last year.
How many hats have you knitted so far?
7. That means I've helped save 7 lives.
Wow, that must be really rewarding.
It is. Why don't you join the program too?
I'd love to, but I don't know how to knit.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, look at this poster.
What is it?
They're holding a video contest to encourage citizens to ride bicycles.
It looks pretty interesting. I think we should enter the contest too.
Are you good at making videos?
You know the videos on my blog? I made them all myself.
You did? That's awesome. Actually, I have some great ideas for the contest, but I'm not very good at making videos.
Then why don't we create a video and enter the contest together?
That sounds perfect. I'm sure we can win first prize.
Me too. We need to submit it by next Friday, so we should hurry.
Can we start today? I can't wait to start working on this together.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ted, you look so tired. What's the matter?
I didn't get much sleep last night. I had a lot of schoolwork to do.
What kind of schoolwork?
I have a presentation for my social studies class.
Right. I remember you talking about it.
I stayed up all night, but I still haven't finished it. I'm so stressed out.
When is the presentation?
It's Friday. Today is already Wednesday, so I only have 2 days left. I need one more day to gather information about my topic.
Ted, there's something that you should know.
What?
Today is Tuesday, not Wednesday. So that means you have 3 days left before your presentation.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미즈 앤더슨이 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Anderson finds that her son, Brian, looks unhappy when he returns home. She asks him what's wrong. He answers that he had a fight last week with his best friend Paul and hasn't talked to him since. Brian admits that he was too sensitive and hurt Paul's feelings by yelling at him. Ms. Anderson sees that Brian regrets fighting with his best friend, but is hesitating about whether he should talk to Paul first. Ms. Anderson knows how close the two of them have been, and she wants to encourage Brian to apologize to Paul. In this situation, what would Ms. Anderson most likely say to Brian?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.